WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road a dozen times before Christmas. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving these Raven scratch-offs away, our friends at Window Nation, as well as our newest sponsor, Jiffy Lube MultiCare, getting out to get my oil changed. When I found out this guy was coming on the show, I had to go out on the internet and brag a little bit. It's been 32 years. I've had all sorts of political figures, rock stars, athletes on the program, but the number one person on my bucket list obviously has to be someone from Baltimore, and he's Baltimore's favorite person. We welcome John Waters onto the program in anticipation of another night when he's going to drag us downtown and make us laugh and make us cry for the holidays. It is a John Waters Christmas. Let's blow it up. You finally decided to come on my program. Was it the Dundalk thing? Was it the long hair? What kept you away from me, John Waters?
No, I don't know. Did I say no to it before?
You have never turned me down. I'll say that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you never asked me before, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
I am pleased to have you on.
I'm thrilled to be here. Yes, with my David Lynch background, right?
Well, you know, we all have green screens now. I mean, I used to really live here at the city. So for you coming to Baltimore, you're doing like a tour.
I live here. I'm not coming here. I live here.
Yeah, I mean, you're on a tour. You're going to other places. The Baltimore show's different for you, right? I mean,
it's usually closing night. And so that's good because I've done it in like 20 cities before in like 23 days or something. But yes, it's the club is great. Soundgarden is great. And no, it's not called that.
Soundstage,
yes. And they're great. And they decorate for me. They have the best dressing room, the best snacks. And it's a great audience. And they get every Baltimore joke that maybe I don't put in shows outside of Baltimore. So it's very much a homecoming, very much so.
Well, for you to be doing this at this point in your life, and I think this of anyone your age who's had the celebrity and the notoriety, if you want to be making movies, I guess you'd be making them.
Middle of trying to get that made too. But I always have to tell stories. So I write books, I do spoken word shows, I do make movies. I mean, I'm constantly, Elton John told me a long time ago, if you, the day you quit touring, it's over. And
okay.
It is.
So
it's like being a politician. You go out there. I meet the fans. I just did 8 cities this week. Then I did 2 in Canada. I'm in Edmonton, Canada. They're all there dressed like the characters in my movies. It's amazing. So I want to see that. I want to be in touch with the people that have let me get away with this for 50 years. They're the filthiest people alive, not me.
Well, putting a show like this together, what can we expect? Don't give too much away here because your head right now?
Well, this is the new show salutes the new sexual revolution that's even managed to startle me. So I think that's what I want for Christmas is always to be startled. This year I am. So I think it's about that, about how Christmas, no matter what, is coming towards you. You can hate it. You can love it. You can participate in it. You can deny it. But it still is there. So I have something for everybody, no matter what you think about Christmas.
You know, I grew up in the 70s in Dundalk, right by East Point Mall. And yep. I have my own Christmas thing, whether it's Rudolph, whether it's Burl Ives, but I had the Christmas experience. I'm sort of from a weirdly broken home, so for you, what is Christmas for you? What was a John
Waters
Christmas? I had
a very traditional Christmas. And so I didn't, you know, the only good thing, the crazy thing that ever happened to me that I've exploited forever, it's in one of my movies. My grandmother, the Christmas tree fell over on her when she was decorating it and she was pinned. But I was so excited by that. And so I took a whole scene in Female Trouble where Divine knocks the Christmas tree over on her parents because she doesn't get the cha-cha heels she wanted. So that became a big thing. They show it at Christmas always. So whenever I go around the country, people tell me stories about when the Christmas tree fell over in their house. And it happens really a lot. So weird things that happen on Christmas are important. Like if you go home with your partner to your parents for Christmas, do you have sex when you're in their house on Christmas Eve? Or do you think that that's bad manners?
You getting away with it maybe? Maybe?
No, I'm just saying it depends, especially with the new non-binary. You don't even know what you're getting. So basically the parents don't even know who you brought home. So, but at the same time, I think it is rude to go home to your parents and have sex in their house on Christmas Eve. Even
you have to sleep in different beds or like Fred and Wilma
No, but if you're in the bedroom, they give you a bed still. You shouldn't be like panting and making noises in your parents' house. I think that's the kind of thing I talk about in the show.
What if you can get away with it quietly?
I guess, but maybe then who knows how quiet, you know, if your parents have to like just pretend they don't hear it. I think on one day it's manners about whose ever house you're in. And but it worse was if you had your parents to your house and they started having loud sex in the other room.
That we would not want. But I mean, it sounds like you're pushing your morality on me, John Waters. Is that true?
No, a cockeyed morality. Definitely. Cockeyed morality.
That's what worries me. Yeah. So putting the show together and taking around the country, the Baltimore part of you that always, there's something sort of inherently funny about Baltimore from accents on, right? I mean, and
well,
you
no,
have
the accents. I always get tired when actors try to talk in Baltimore accents for my movies because I had to have them for real. I don't want to have them fake. But I think that Baltimore, one thing we've all learned is that other people can't laugh at Baltimore, but we can, but we have to do it first. And we've always made fun of ourselves. That's how we get away with making fun of others in a good way and not a mean way. So I think Baltimore, yes, it is. Like when people say, I just moved there, I always say, why? If you didn't grow up here. If you grew up here, I totally get it. But the other way, I think we should have bumper stickers that now they think, oh, we're the murder capital. We're not. We're number three. So we should have bumper stickers that said, there's two worse places. or a bumper sticker that said, The Wire. It's still like that. You know, let's embrace our because now, after COVID, all the fancy cities are like Baltimore. And Baltimore is the same.
Well, what do you love about Baltimore? I mean, you say you don't leave. You're always here.
I leave all the time. If I couldn't leave, but I travel constantly. But I like Baltimore because my old friends are here. I don't trust people that don't have old friends. And people here have a sense of humor about themselves. I know people here that aren't in show business. So it's not something I always have to talk about. How could I write anything if the only people I met were in the same business as I'm in? I want to hear everybody else's bad nights.
Well, it's also, you're an artist and you put your art out there. And I know the significance of art in your life and your contributions to art. Why is art important? Why do we have to get out and laugh?
I never call what I do art. I hate it when I meet somebody and I say, what do you do? And they say, I'm an artist. I think silently, oh, really? I'll be the judge of that, not you. And to be more important, history will be a judge of that. So never say you're an artist. But however,
well, you are an artist. I can tell
you can say
an
it to me and I can say thank you, but you should never call yourself an artist. You can say you're a painter, you're a photographer, you're a performance artist, but an artist is someone else's opinion that you're that. So and you have to have one more person than your mother and the person you're sleeping with think you're an artist, and then you are one.
But you have always been supportive of other artists and
of
art
course,
and the
I
fact
collect-
that
I collect modern art. I am, you know, most of my friends are certainly in show business or writers or have some creative outlet. Absolutely. If I didn't have a creative outlet, I would have been in prison a long time ago.
Now, you're doing a Valentine's thing, too, in addition to
yes,
all of this
I am,
stuff.
Yeah. Which I do talk about. Love is a tough thing. Everybody's born with a love map. You know, Dr. John Money, who is my friend, the disgraced Baltimore sexologist, wrote a book about that. So I do talk about love maps and I talk about relationships. Yes, I'm against a human sandwich. The lettuce is always wilted and gets plucked out.
Gets a little warm, doesn't it?
Well, it's just you always get discarded.
John
never
Waters
be,
is our...
never I'm be sorry. In the middle of a sandwich. Be the bread, but not the lettuce.
Absolutely. John Waters is on tour. He's somewhere. I think he's in Baltimore right now. He will certainly be in Baltimore on soundstage on the 21st. So if you're not Christmased out, if you're not Mariah Carried out or eggnogged or peppermint, whatever that you love or hate about the season, certainly the thing we love the most. John, I've seen your show down at the Lyric when you've come in at Christmas time for that. So soundstage, a smaller, more intimate sort of environment as well. You get to see everybody's face.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, you don't see anybody until the question and answer. So when you come on stage, it's black. I can't, you don't see the people when you're on stage with the lighting. But then when we do the questions and they turn the lights on and say, whoa, I can see everybody. You can hear them and you can feel their energy, but you don't really see the audience when you're on stage.
What do most people ask you about that aren't from Baltimore? I mean, do they come and sing Good Morning Baltimore to you? If I had pink flamingos on a shirt, I would have worn it. This is the closest I could do.
Yeah. What is it on there? I don't have my glasses on.
I don't. They're just flowers. Okay. I don't even know what kind of
flowers. Yes, they do sing that song to me. And the funniest thing is, well, I will be in Europe, let's say, somewhere in an airport. And somebody will come over to me and say, Oh, we're from Baltimore too. Like, I'm gonna say, oh, thank God. Thank God. I was so terrified being in this Paris airport without a Baltimore person. But it's funny, they mean it really nicely. They're so happy and proud they're from Baltimore. So, and I can always hear which gate is going to Baltimore because they're louder.
That's true.
The people waiting at the gate are speaking a much louder voice. No one learned their inside voice and their outside voice. That lesson was not learned well in Baltimore.
It really pisses me off at a concert when they're singing like a ballad, right? People talking in Baltimore.
Or they have their phones out right in front. That makes me crazy too.
You don't like that at your shows, right?
Oh, you can't take the phone out because you can take pictures. So we had a whole thing. You're not allowed to take pictures or record or do anything like that.
No. Good. Can you get them to shut up when you're talking to? Can you help me with that?
Shut up. I don't ever get heckled. I have great audiences. No.
Now, you say these people come up to you.
Never had a problem.
People come up to you in some airport in Switzerland and say, hey, you're John Waters. I'm from Baltimore. There really is a feeling. And when I travel places with an Oriole hat or a Raven hat, we feel like it's us against the world to some degree. And you said people are nice to you. We are Charm City, John, right?
I know. Well, Harm City, they changed it to. That's the thing. Every campaign, they kind of believe they changed it to Be Evil. Charm City was Harm City, the city that reads, the city that bleeds. You know, they came up with a
Breeds. Don't forget Breeds.
Breeds, too. Yeah. There was two of them, Bleeds and Breeds, right.
John, for you and next steps and thinking things forward from an artist standpoint, are you always two steps ahead? I mean, when do you conceive I'm going to go out on the road like Elton John told me and touch the people and maybe make a little bit of money? But this feels like this is a lot of effort to go out and do this. This is something you have to love to do.
To write it once a year, a whole new show, and memorize it is definitely a lot of effort. I've been doing it for 50 years, though. I used to tour all the colleges with my films. I'm a carny, you know, I'm like 2, 4, 6, 8 in a special midnight show. We got it all. We show it all. I give away door prizes. I have contests. I go on TV. I'm out there promoting it.
That's your art that you are.
Well,
now,
that's
most importantly,
something. I don't know if it's my art, but it is something how I make a living.
They told me I only have 15 minutes of my whole life with you. So I'm at minute 12 and a half. So I just want to say I did this Maryland Crab Cake tour. And my original thought was to have you out for a crab cake. Now, there are some people that are vegan that don't eat crab cakes.
I like soft shell crabs. I don't like all that hammering, those bad outfits you have to wear and like bibs and shit. I can't wear that. But crab cakes, you just eat them. Yeah.
When's the last time you picked a Maryland crab, John Waters?
A long time ago. I don't like it. It hurts to do it. And
you just don't do it.
I don't. But I love soft shell crabs and I can cook them really well. I love them. I just don't like any meal that you have to put newspaper down, wear a bib, cut yourself, and hit it with a hammer. It's too much for me. It's too violent.
I invite John Waters on this program one time and the thing everyone in Baltimore loves them. You don't love opening crab. Would you do it for a comedy bit if we brought you
no,
out for
I would
that?
Just maybe if you just had all the mud, the devil's mustard, and I had to eat that. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you eat the whole damn thing if you're eating a soft shell.
No. Yeah, I know. And I love a soft shell. And especially scary when you get them and they're still moving and shit. But to me, I just the newspaper thing and the bib with cute slogans on it, I have trouble with.
So I don't
need an outfit to eat something.
If I bring you a nice pan-fried crab cake on a brioche
that's
bun.
That's different. Use a crab cake. I'm talking about hard shell crabs that you have to hit and do all that stuff and pick them apart. No, a crab cake is already picked and cooked, right?
You'll eat that.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a favorite crab cake or a favorite style?
No.
You'll eat them all. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I'm going to invite you out and I do hope you come. I'm going to try to find a shirt with the proper John Waters stuff. Everyone in my family loves you. Everyone in the city loves you. And I just hope you know that and you sense
well,
that how much.
I feel
it.
And I feel that Baltimore is incredibly welcoming. And every time I come home, I just got home this morning. So it's great to be back here. As soon as I walk out, I see something that is crazy and makes me smile in a good way.
Let me say, welcome home, hon. All right.
God, yeah. But hon, you know, that not everybody says hon. African Americans don't say hon.
Hon always feels more East
don't.
Baltimore than West
That's
Baltimore.
That's what I mean. It's from an old school that always wasn't so tolerant.
Well, I'm very, very appreciative. You took 15 minutes to promote your show. It is a John Waters Christmas. Blow it up. What does blow it up mean, John? What are we blowing up?
Blowing up everything, the tradition.
All right. Well, I like it. I'm going to come and bring some eggnog, spike it, and enjoy myself with the folks down at Soundstage downtown. Get down and see John Waters on the 21st. Obviously doing Valentine's as well, contributing to art. And if you're somewhere, I don't know, in Station North, you're like, that looks like John Waters. It probably is you, right?
Or Steve Buscemi.
Everybody's got a doppelganger. John Waters, big appreciation to you. Thanks for making time on your green screen for us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
The great John Waters, my bucket list. It's happened. It's happened here on the program. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive. I'm glad I listened to my wife and did my hair.